loads of things happening in the first hour other than Retro TV, as we're now turning our attention to our first guest this afternoon. And as part of our ongoing Women's Month focus, we are today, just like yesterday, talking about the important role a mother plays in a young athlete's journey. And we heard the story of Toliwe Walaza yesterday. Today, Catherine Malungane is not only the mother of 16-year-old, or of a 16-year-old athlete, Tisetso Malungane, but also her coach. And we look forward to her story on today's drive. Catherine, thank you for holding on. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
How's your day been?
Oh, very hectic. it was very hectic because I was like early in the morning, 7:30. I was busy training with the primary schools, so it was very, very, very hectic. Because you know, like if you start with the young ones, you need to teach them the structures. Like it was something like the beginning of them starting their own training. Yeah, so it was very hectic. So after that, I had too many meetings. So now I just finished with my athletes, the high school athletes coaching.
Okay. Wonderful. What a busy day. And we hope that this is one of the last things that you'll do today. Hey, one of the last work-related things that you'll do today. Hopefully after this, you can relax a little bit.
No ways. I still have to go home and, you know, do some mother things, like, you know. So there's no rest, actually.
Yeah.
There's no rest to a mother.
That's right. The role of a mother, it never stops. Well, Catherine, thanks for making time to speak to us this afternoon. We appreciate it so much. Let's start with this. What first made you realize that Tisetso had a real talent for athletics? When did you come to that realization?
You know what? It started at the early age. Actually, like, I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
Then, like, I was an artist. I started to run at the age of 7 at school. So, for me, like, I've been living athletics. It was like athletics is my life. So, when I get pregnant, I got pregnant, and then when I get a baby, they said so. I was still running even while I was pregnant. And then after delivering, and then a week after that, I went back for my training. So, meaning running is everything to me. So, at the age of 3 years, they said so. Like, I'll take this to the sports ground, and then, okay, I'll ask him, can you please, boy, sit down, mommy's going to work. And then, I mean, as a toddler, yeah, yes. When I start running, he will chase me, and he'll cross the, the field in the middle.
Yeah.
Crying, I want to. It's like, for me, it was very stressing, because, I mean, I have to train and put some food on the table.
Yeah.
So if I start, you know, like, when I concentrate on you, I can't run, I can't train. But, you know, like, I just told myself, you know, let me leave this boy because he's crossing the field. You know, when I was busy running, I saw him, he was running fast. And he was crossing the field fast. Like, okay, here's the talent. This boy, I think, is the next top artist of South Africa. Let me give him a chance. So every day I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to bring him here and then put him down there as usual, and then he will start following me. Yeah, he was doing, it's like every day we have to do that.
Yes.
He was crying every day, crossing the field. Then I realized, oh, I have a champion. So I never stopped training him. We started to train at the age of 3, knowing like after training, I'll bath him and give him food. He's tired, flat, sleeping. So yeah, that's when I realized he said so he's talented.
What an interesting way, Catherine, to discover that Tisetso had that talent of, you know, that athletic ability. I mean, many other parents, many other mothers, I don't want to speak out of turn, but many other mothers would have seen it as very frustrating that they, you know, tell the kid to sit there and wait, and then the kid would run after them. But you discovered something within that while that was happening, and that's absolutely amazing how you came to that discovery. It really is amazing. And I mean, look where we are now.
You know, like when I go back thinking about it, it's like, ish. Yeah, no, God is great. Actually, God is great.
Absolutely.
But for me, at first, it was like it was stressing. You know, like I need somebody who can look after him. But I say, I thank God he did this on purpose, because there was no one who can look after him. it was only me and him.
Yes.
So for me, putting him on the ground and then he decided to chase me, that was best.
Yes.
So now he I can't say he's the best, but I mean he's doing well.
Absolutely. We're so happy to hear that. You sound so, so proud. We can hear it coming through in the sound of your voice there, Catherine. Now, we are sure, Catherine, that it's absolutely no child's play. There's a lot of mothers that are listening. So what does it take from you as a mother and also in a capacity as a coach to support Tisetso?
You know, as a mother, we know, like... In Tswana, like they used to say, "Musadi tshwara thipa ka bohaleng." So we need to separate. Like for me, I separate mom and coach.
Yeah.
Like I would say, leadership starts at home, and then you know, on a track, I'm a coach at home. I'm a mom, but you know, the values are still the same: discipline, integrity, and how to stay calm under pressure. You know, like support your son. For me, it's like and to love him is more important for me. It's like,
yeah,
I'm always there. I have to support whether he's doing good or he loses. I'm always there. You know, when we win, we celebrate. Even when we lose, I teach him, we celebrate whether we win and lose.
I love that.
Knowing that tomorrow we're gonna come back and do better than what we did. So let's not worry about winning, about losing.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we win or lose, let's celebrate. So for me, support is more important as a mother. We need to be there.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is that most important lesson that you learned from this journey? But I think you've answered that, Catherine. I'd rather ask you to leave us with a piece of advice for the other mothers that are listening, who's seeing the potential in their young ones at a very early age, and they would really like to pave a way for them and build a career out of their talent. What would you say to those mothers?
To the mothers, like I'll tell them, like you know. Like women, let me put it this way. You know, being a mother, it's a big thing. It means like let's say young girls can see that even if you get pregnant, let me say like something come on your way,
yeah,
and disturb you, you don't have to give up. You know, like you can become a mother and still lead. You can still build champions. Women, like for me, and like women, we are the future of women. Like we are the leader of this world.
Yes.
Yeah, like I would say that women, we are the leader of this world. We don't have to give up. Let's keep on encouraging our kids. Let's keep on supporting them. I mean, we know some girls are around the way, they get lost, and then we have to bring them back and put them on the right road and show them that it's not over. You can still become best, even with your own with your mistakes. You can still become the best. Don't give up. So mothers, we must not give up on our kids. Let's support them. Let's love them enough, you know, like whether he or she's not doing well, but let's support them. One day they're gonna do well.
I love that. We salute Catherine Malungane and we salute Tisetso Malungane. Thank you so much, Catherine, for talking to us this afternoon. We appreciate it. And we're sure that this conversation will add value to the lives of so many other that so many other people are leading. And thank you so much for being a great testament to things like perseverance and pulling through and commitment. We appreciate it.
I would love just to add something. I would love to tell the parents that, you know, there's a program like Ruta's Chaba. You know, it's shaping Tisetso's future. So parents, if we support our kids, there is a program like Ruta's Chaba. They are there to support us. Let's bring our kids into sports so that they can get a better future. And then they'll get a support. So as long as they are there, So they will get a support.
I love it.
And I'll just say thank you so much for having me.
We want to say thanks to you, Catherine. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful time. Say hi to Seto, and we'll talk to you very soon again, eh?
Okay, thank you so much. No problem.
You're welcome. Take it easy. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. A very passionate and a proud Catherine Malungane, athletics coach, mother of 16-year-old athlete Chisetso Malungane, talking to us about things like motherhood, the story, the journey, coaching, and helping a young athlete work towards his dreams. Such an inspirational a piece of conversation, and we're truly grateful for her time. We wish them everything of the best. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast. We'll do it again very soon. It's 6 minutes away from the top of the hour.